It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, welcome. Welcome back this week.
Thank you very much, Bill. Glad to be back.
All right, Andy. Red Sox spring training. How have things gone on the field? Not that wins and losses really matter, I suppose, but what's your assessment?
Well, so far the Red Sox are off to a sluggish start in spring training. Again, you don't read that much into it, I guess, at this point, but they are 2-5 in the spring. This is after yesterday's 19-2 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Some big performances from Hanley Ramirez and Jackie Bradley Jr. They each drive in 5 runs. Jackie also adding 2 home runs in the ball game, and Eduardo Rodriguez took to the hill for the first time in spring training. Everyone's concerned about his knee recovering from an injury during winter ball. Knee throws 2 scoreless innings, so that's a good sign. Because obviously at this point, Bill, we have some other issues when it comes to the doctor's room for the Red Sox.
Yeah, now tell me about that. David Price, obviously, in the news big time yesterday.
Yep, the red flags and the red sirens are all sounding out there as David Price is heading to go see Dr. James Andrews today. He's up in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. He's going up there for a second opinion after having an MRI on his left elbow. He experienced some soreness the other day after throwing a simulated game on Monday. So usually when you go to see Dr. James Andrews, the prescription is usually we'll see again in 9 months. So hopefully it is not a Tommy John situation for the Red Sox, but everyone in Red Sox Nation obviously holding their breaths at this point to hope that David Price comes back and he's ready to go, because if you lose him, obviously you still have 2 solid starters with Chris Sale and Rick Porcello, but in the back end is still a question mark and things can get hairy real quick.
All right. Andy, what other notes do we have with the Sox early going here?
Another situation when it comes to the medical room is Hanley Ramirez. Granted, he did have the 5 RBIs yesterday. He has been experiencing some soreness in his right shoulder, and he is not going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic, which starts next week. He was going to be playing for his home country, the Dominican Republic, but the situation was they wanted him to play more first base and DH, and the Red Sox said, slow down. He's got a right shoulder situation. We don't want him throwing that much right now, so Hanley will not be heading to the WBC. Coming up this weekend, the Red Sox will be taking on, actually today, they'll be playing the Atlanta Braves in Disney World, with Rick Porcello getting his first start of the spring, and then everyone's been waiting for Chris Sale. He's going to hit the bump the first time on Monday at West Palm Beach against the Houston Astros.
Why rush it? But there's a lot of contract news with the Sox as well, I didn't realize.
Yeah, this kind of came out yesterday after all the hubbub with the David Price situation. A little possible problem with Mookie Betts. The Red Sox yesterday renewed the contracts of 18 pre-arbitration eligible players yesterday, and that includes Mookie. The Sox and Mookie could not agree on a final figure. Red Sox did give him a healthy raise. Last year, Mookie made $566,000. It's going to go up to $950,000 for this year, but that's not what Mookie wanted. So stay tuned. It doesn't look good for when Mookie hits the free agent market after the 2020 season. This could cause some issues down the road. Hopefully it doesn't, but we'll see what happens there, that's for sure. Xander Bogaerts, he's left the team to head for the WBC. He's playing for the Netherlands. His series starts out in South Korea. So while he's gone, Brock Holt, Marco Hernandez will be splitting the bulk of playing time at shortstop while he is gone. And another roster situation, Rosnei Castillo, everyone remember him, Mr. Cuban defector that was signed to the $72 million contract, who spends most of his time in Pawtucket. His spring training didn't get off to a good start last week. He did not run out of ground ball in a double play. And manager John Farrell said he was very disappointed during his post-game press conference. So obviously it looks like Rosnei will be heading back toward Pawtucket this year to be probably the most expensive player in AAA. And the Red Sox just eat the contract and send him on his way. Wow. We'll have to see how that all plays out.
Andy, I'm looking at the Mookie Betts numbers, and I'm astounded. Normally these salaries are always staggeringly high, in my opinion. But what they offered him seems to be staggeringly low on today's market. Does that strike you that way?
Well, in a situation as of this where Mookie is not arbitration eligible yet, teams tend to keep the figures down for players unless they try to sign him to an extension, buying out some of his free agent years going forward. But with Mookie's situation and his agent, it looks like that's not going to be the case. I still say that's a very healthy raise, getting up to $950,000. You got to compare it, I guess, to Mike Trout. He was in the same situation with the Angels a few years back. He went from the league minimum, which Mookie was making last year, and he went up to $1 million. And obviously, when you talk about Mike Trout, he's probably unarguably the best player in Major League Baseball. So he went from the minimum, like Mookie, to $1 million. Mookie gets $950,000. So it's not all that bad when you look at it. But I guess Mookie was a little snubbed by that, and he probably wanted to maybe get a little bit over what that original offer that Trout got after
okay.
The first season.
I hear you. Makes sense. All right. What's the latest David Ortiz update?
Well, Big Poppy, he's expected to make an appearance down in Fort Myers at some point during spring training, and the Red Sox and Nesson have discussed with Big Poppy about being part of the broadcast team this year, so we'll have to see if that all plays out. Ortiz did do some work for Fox during the 2014 World Series. And David Ortiz has an unfiltered memoir coming out. Everyone get ready. May 16th, you can head on over to your local bookshelves and look for Poppy, My Story. That should be an interesting read.
I'm sure it sounds colorful, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it does sound like a good read, actually. All right, Andy, take us through the rest of the Red Sox notes. Is there, you got a few more, I believe.
Well, Blake Swihart, we were concerned last week. He was having issues throwing back to the pitcher during workouts, but he made his first appearance behind the plate recently. No major throwing problems after having that problem a couple weeks prior, so that's some good news. Red Sox, their media guy is listing Pablo at 255 pounds. Now, he was supposed to have lost close to 40, so I don't know where he was tipping the scales prior to all this, but his agent is saying that he's down to 240 pounds. There's some controversy in the media guide, so watch out there. Off the field and on the field as well, you look at Jackie Bradley Jr., you're going to have to do a double take when you look for him this year. He changed his number from number 25 to number 19 after the departure of Koji Uehara. Bradley wore number 19 in high school and in college. So now when you head on over to the souvenir shop, you can buy a brand new jersey because your number 25 now is outdated, so another moneymaker for the people over on Yawkey Way. Red Sox manager John Farrell has announced that Andrew Benintendi will be batting second this year, as Dustin Pedroia will be your leadoff hitter. And finally, the Red Sox are renovating a sleep room for the players at Fenway Park. This room sleeps four people. Players have been measured for pillows, they've tested mattresses and picked out sheets and blankets. The players can also take these items home as well so they can rest at home. So that'll be interesting as the whole new situation with Major League Baseball, things changing all over the place with technology, and now it's involving sleep.
Sleep, huh? Just if they're tired at some point, or is it or study?
They want to take a nap before the game, get themselves recharged, or that type of thing. So they're given a sleep room, so we'll have to see if this factors in at all.
Well, you have one at home. I have one, too. Why not?
Absolutely. Why not have one at work, too?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And finally, I always enjoy this part. Look around the rest of Major League Baseball.
Well, note out of Mets camp this week, Tim Tebow, the former NFL player and Heisman Trophy winner. He showed up for Mets camp. He's trying to make the team as an outfielder. So he showed up and was a big to-do, and everyone was getting all excited because he hit 9 home runs during batting practice in his first day. But, you know, again, this is for the very low-level minor leaguers, guys that just got signed to contracts, so don't really look much into that. But, again, it's another situation for publicity for the Mets, and, of course, believe it or not, Bill, the Tim Tebow Mets uniform shirt is the number one seller at the souvenir shop. So again, we look at the money makers of the Red Sox changing Bradley Jr.'s number, and same thing with the Mets bringing Team Tebow to try to sell a few more apparel items here and there. Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton's going to have another knee surgery. The 5-time All-Star, former All-Star as well, needs arthroscopic surgery on the left knee that he reconstructed last year. Last year he just played one game in the minors. He still owed $24 million on his current contract this year. Hamilton's had 11 knee operations during his playing career. And finally, former Red Sox catcher David Ross. He's going to be a contestant on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. There you go, Andy. I mean, you've got it covered. Oh, my gosh. This is some great stuff here. David Ross with the Dancing with the Stars.
We leave no stone unturned. So David Ross goes from behind the plate to the broadcast booth, and now he's going to be on TV again, dancing around. We'll see how long that lasts.
Big celebrity. Like a Doug Flutie, really, right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Andy. Great talking with you, and we'll check back again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.